From Plaza Mercadal, we arrive at the Prioral de Sant Pere, the city's main church, a Gothic building with the fifth tallest bell tower in Catalonia and the second tallest in Tarragona. It was built over a small church, Santa Maria. We head to the Prioral via Carrer Major, where you'll also find the Centre de Lectura, a Nusantista building that houses the city's second largest theater, the Teatro Bartrina, with 500 seats. If it's open, go inside and let yourself be moved by the atmosphere of its library. On Carrer Major, there are century-old businesses like Casa Pia and modernist ones like El Barato, a fabric store since 1881, fortunately still run by new generations. Don't be shy to take a look. Also on Carrer Major is Barberia Oliva, a traditional barbershop. At the Prioral de Sant Pere, you can find a replica of the baptismal font where Antoni Gaudí was baptized, as well as his birth certificate. You'll also find the heart of the painter Maria Fortuny, a native of Rayus. Next to the Prioral is Plaza de las Peixaterias Velas, named because it was the old fish and meat market, a market that was once completely enclosed. This square was also called Plaza Major and was once the seat of the city hall. Turning the corner and following the Prioral building, you'll find Cal Sendra, a shop selling regional products like vermouth, hazelnuts, and much more. You can also sample these products. If you continue a bit along Carrer Hospital, you'll come to Casa Padreni, a pastry shop with over 200 years of history, where you can taste traditional Rayus specialties such as Menjar Blanc. This year, they published a book telling their story. Right next door, on Carrer de la Prezzo, can you guess why it's called that? Is Cellar del Palol, offering local wines, cava, and vermouth. Continuing around the Prioral, you'll reach Plaza del Castel, home to the Castel del Cambrer. The Cambrer was the feudal lord who ruled Rayus in medieval times. One of our Cambrers, Pere Roger de Belfort, is partly responsible for the city's coat of arms. He signed documents with one of the roses from his coat of arms, which became a symbol of the town and can be seen on the city's shield. On the plaza's ground, if the terraces allow, look for that first rose.